Hey everybody, what's going on? It's 10:49 a.m. East Coast time, August 30th. It's a Thursday, and we of course are in North Carolina. Every time I'm driving through North Carolina, I end up recording a podcast. It's a long state, wide width-wise. It's got a lot of girth, that North Carolina. We have to go political for a podcast. I've been doing a ton of baseball, and football will be happening this weekend. We have to do a break and do political because God bless Rachel Maddow for doing the news. I listened to some news and just kind of realized what's going on. I hadn't thought of this before. I don't know why, but it kind of seems like it's happening. So we need to have a discussion. Need to talk about what's going on. Oh, Katie. All right. So get ready for some nasty political science right now. Poli-sci. It's John Forte. It's 1998. He's not a Fuji, but he's from Haiti. Go listen to his CD. He's a great rapper. Okay. So we have an election, a midterm election coming up. And we have, of course, have the president. If you've ever listened to anything I've ever said, you know my feelings on the criminal in the White House and wanting to get him out. And it's becoming more and more obvious and apparent every day that Congress is derelict in its duty, not removing a very compromised individual who owes a lot of money to the Russians and who's in bed with the Russians, clearly, based on all the connections, and the mob. He's really in with the mob and what we think of the mob. To not remove that man from the White House is a gross error of judgment, and clearly they are compromised as well. So the question is it Democrats and Republicans? Is it predominantly Republicans? I know the Republicans are a problem. They're not impeaching. They're not removing, right? So it's obvious that whether or not you support Democrats, for example, even James Comey, a registered Republican, from my understanding, former FBI director, said you have to go out and vote Democrat in this midterm. And the reason why that is, and why Republicans are fleeing from the Republican Party, from Trump's party, they're not real Republicans, they're Trumpists, fleeing from the Trumpists, is because the criminal activity is so apparent. And in order for the branches of government to work properly, you have to... I can't take that right now. In order for the branches of government to work properly, you need some independence, and there's not enough independence in the Congress right now because the Republicans are beholden to the man, not the party or even the country. So you got to get them out. Now, we're arresting some of them because they're criminals as well. A lot of times there are reasons why they're members of the Republican Party and they're strong-armed into voting a certain way because there's compromise on them. I'm all for locking them up for other crimes to get them out. But also there's voting them out. And what happens if the Democrats do really take over Congress, the House and the Senate, specifically the House? And I think that what must be the plan is if the Democrats win the House and they are able to go through on impeachment, or we're just able to lock up Trump because we're just able to arrest him, which we should do. There's no reason they shouldn't. There's no reason a state attorney general shouldn't go in there, just arrest him. Fight it in the Supreme Court, but let's fight it in the Supreme Court while he is in prison for high crimes, misdemeanors, treason, conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy against the United States, money laundering, extortion, obstruction of justice, and having a bad tan, if that's a crime. All of the above. Why not just have a state AG walk in there and lock them up? I think that that's a fight that we could have in a 4-4 Supreme Court. We got to stop the bleeding. I mean, I've been saying it for over a year. Anyway, so what if you have this crazy blue wave and it's all Democrats and it's like 400 Democrats in Congress, which it should be. The Republicans should be out. They are not acting like Americans. They're acting like Russians. And if we're not going to arrest them for Devin Nunes should be arrested immediately. He is a threat to national security, leaking classified information to unsecured staffers that don't have clearances and attacking the FBI using subpoena power as an extortion tool to try to get information in a classified investigation. He's guilty of obstruction of justice, and I believe he is a co-conspirator to defraud the United States, should be locked up and cuffed immediately. Immediately. Yesterday. We're done with this. There's no reason that you don't do this. Let them fight it in court where there are judges and appeals and a layered response of rational evidence, right? I mean, look what happened with Manafort. He even was able to pull a mistrial on 10 counts because he got one Trumper on the jury who's like, I got reasonable doubt. I don't know what reasonable doubt means, but I'm just going to say it. And I'm not going to vote for guilty on the Russian-related crimes because guess what? Here's the deal. It might not even be a Trumpist that did this on the jury. It might be somebody who's a victim of witness tampering. It might be, or a juror tampering. It might be someone who's a victim of the Russian mob saying you don't convict on the counts that are related to Russian anything. Because there were some counts related to Russian stuff in that Virginia case, even though the media doesn't highlight them. And to the Trump campaign and stuff. This person didn't want to convict on anything Trump-related. If they were threatened by someone from the mob or the administration or whatever, that's what they would do. So you've got to ask questions because when it's 11-1 and the government's put their full force of a billion documents into evidence, why would they not? Why is Milton Manafort not guilty of taking money from the Russians and hiding it overseas? And the answer is, of course he is. Of course he is. So why wouldn't you convict? Think about it. But anyway, I have a plan and I have something I want to talk about because if the plan is with the blue wave in November, if really everyone goes out and votes and they're able to get the president out of office because Congress is able to impeach or able to indict, he's gone. And Pence is somehow complicit. I don't know what Pence has done other than be a weirdo. And we don't need a weirdo as president either. We are throwing the Pence out with the bathwater here. You don't get to be vice president and suck the president's dick and freaking tell everybody that he's awesome all the time when he's a mafioso-style criminal and then get to become president. Sorry. Not fair. You're not it. And guess what? Paul Ryan, you're looking the other way all the time and letting people like Devin Nunes extort justice. Extorting justice should be a crime, even though those usually aren't together. But you're going to sit back and let people do that. You're not allowed to be president either, because that shows that your skills as a leader are one where you oversee egregious crimes and just hope that the FBI cleans up the mess. So you're not going to be president either. And you won't be president as Speaker of the House, because you won't be Speaker of the House in January if there's a Democratic Congress, because the Democrats will have a Speaker. So if you're going to be indicting and removing people from office by next year, then all of a sudden you could have a Democratic president if you get Pence and Trump out of there. Is that a plan? Well, I don't know if it is, but it makes sense that it should be because we have a mafioso-style criminal in the presidency and we've got a complicit weirdo as vice president and somebody looking. He looks like a bird, Paul Ryan. It's like a freaking eagle looking the other way. I don't know why he's looking the other way. How about you get in the fray, Paul, and do something if you want to be president? If you want these indictments to happen before January and you want to be elected president before then, why don't you act like a man? Now, instead of trying to encourage Paul Ryan to do something, because all he has been known to do is give tax cuts to the wealthy, that's what gets him aroused. Instead of having him do it, I would say, all right, maybe you blue wave it. Maybe you can have a Democratic president. That is a plan where this midterm election becomes kind of a proxy presidential election, but nobody's saying that. I had to come to this conclusion on my own, listening to Rachel Maddow and extrapolating forward. Well, why don't you hear about this if this is a plan? If I'm not just going all Alex Jonesy and conspiracy theorist on everything, and this app might actually be a plan, because we can't handle another 2 years of Trump. We cannot. I don't think we can handle another several months of Trump. A year and a half is enough. So do you want to go, buddy? Yeah, I'm being a defensive driver. Okay. No, what the plan is, is this implementable? Oh, why don't we hear about it? We don't hear about it because here's why. Do you know what gets anybody riled up who's a Republican or somebody who's a Trumpist or somebody who's not, who hates Democrats and hates liberals, because there's an aversion to that term, libtard, that, SJW, whatever, you know, millennial, yeah, it's all lumped together. It lights people up. If you say that this election, if you go out and vote Democratic, you're going to have a Democratic president in January because of impeachment, that might rile up Republicans to go out and vote Republican locally. I do see why that could rile up. However, the fact that that is true, let me explain something about winning and about doing what's right and about being passionate and about getting people out and motivated to do something. The argument and the position to run on here is absolutely we are going to impeach immediately. We're going to impeach before we're even sworn in. We are on top of it. All we care about is getting this criminal out and doing something great for the country, cleaning up this mess and making things better. Yes, we are absolutely going to do that. And yes, if we have a Speaker of the House, that person might be president. Let's find out who that person's going to be. Let's run them right now and talk about all the things we're going to do and all the reasons why we want to remove the mafioso style, porn star screwing, illegitimate fathering, wife lying to wifing, Russian loaning or receiving. I'm getting my words wrong, but they're all crimes and he's terrible. All the reasons why. Let's stick to our guns, not even as Democrats, but as people who are against what is going on, and say that even if you're Republican, you go out and you vote Democratic this time simply because you can't stand what's happening. And you know it's wrong and you know it's criminal. And the only way to end it is by getting the criminals out. And that's the way you run on this. You don't worry about people's biases with the name, and you don't worry about them worried about a Democratic president. I believe you shout them down, or at least you distribute the facts of why what they are supporting is wrong. And if they had perfect information and they knew what they were supporting, they wouldn't support that. Being a Republican does not mean supporting what is in Congress right now. Look at Jeff Flake. Look at someone who's a Republican but doesn't support a lot of what's going on. At least he talks tough, even if he still votes with them. It's another reason to vote all those Republicans out, because they lie to you. But yes, I think you go on the issue. You say, yes, we are sick and tired of this. We are going to take advantage and manipulate our political system now, because when there's a breakdown in a branch of government, like we have a breakdown in the executive right now, I'm dodging a huge tire. Wow, that's right in the middle of the road. I'll stop talking about driving. North Carolina is a dangerous place. I usually drive back to North Carolina because there's like a health concern with either me or somebody else. Not today, but it's a danger. It went down to Kitty Hawk and the Wright brothers. It's messy. You know, they crashed that plane. First plane flight, first plane crash. All happened the same dude. Anyway, I'm about done with the political nonsense for now, but there's so much going on. And I think that when you focus your efforts and push the gas pedal down on the issue you believe in, which is, no, we're not going to tiptoe around the fact that we want to remove what the injustice that is in power right now, and we want to use the tools of the legislature to do it and the power of the Congress to do it. We being Americans, it's not just Democrats. It's Americans that are unhappy with this. I have talked to lifelong Republicans that I am friends with that have said, yeah, I can't get on board with Trump. He's flailing around like nuts. And they voted for him, but they know now. And they're sane individuals. That's why we're friends. They understand. They're seeing how much he has lied. It's so obvious. So you can get on and off the bandwagon, because people do want to do what's right. I've always said people are generally good. And if they weren't, then you would see more mayhem. And there's a lot of mayhem going on right, but it's somewhat localized. And if we can stop it and nip it in the bud and get him out and get back to somebody sane, then we'll make it through this. And I think we will, but we've got to support what's right and not tiptoe around the issue. Call it as we see it. We want him out. Democrats should all want him out. Republicans should all want him out. Let's do it. Let's roll. And also, let's win some baseball games. And my God, wait till you see football. Oh my God. Watch out. I don't know what coolness I'm going to do for the football video, but I'm probably going to Vegas. And there may be gorgeous women involved. And there may be animals involved. And there may be money involved. And God knows. I don't know. It's going to be insane. So Kent Bergman's out.